Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, can you think of a time in your life where you've had a moment with a friend and you just want to sit them down and ask them, are you actually okay?
Yeah, every day when you wake up from your nap.
Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Naps are the essence of life.
And also, why are you in my bedroom?
It's something, though, that I would want to ask if I ever got the chance. Actor model Shayna Mokler, if she's all right. I mean, things have been so rocky in her life recently.
Yeah, so her boyfriend, Matthew Rondo, was arrested and charged for domestic violence against her last month. And then she said she was pregnant. And then yesterday, she says she's not.
Yeah, it's a convoluted mess.
It really is, and I hate it. I hate everything that's happening.
Yeah, well, join the club. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, March 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, Shayna Mokler's full of surprises. She recently appeared on Celebrity Big Brother, which Brooke can talk your literal ear off about.
Yep, this episode's going to be an hour today.
But after she was evicted on February 14th, the drama did not stop. It was just getting going.
Yeah, so Shayna's been going through some really serious rough patches with her on-again, off-again boyfriend and professional shithead, Matthew Rondo. We're talking arrest, domestic violence charges, the whole works. And in the middle of it all, Shayna shocked everyone when she announced she was pregnant.
So now she's saying it was a false alarm. So Shayna first revealed the news she was pregnant in a statement to People back on March 3rd. She said she took a pregnancy test and it was positive. But then yesterday, she released another statement saying that she's not pregnant after all.
So Shayna says she received a false positive because she was taking a hormone called HCG. She says she took the hormone to help her lose weight for Celebrity Big Brother. Now, HCG is often referred to as the pregnancy hormone because it's produced by cells that form in the placenta. So it can definitely create a false positive on a pregnancy test. That's something that you're told, I'm pretty sure, if you take it.
Yeah.
So some women do take it for fertility issues, but there are also products that use it for weight loss that contain the hormone. The FDA advises against those diets, so Richie's, we do not recommend it.
Yeah, if you ever hear an ad about diet pills, we did not endorse it. Putting that out there right now. So the pregnancy was a false alarm. Shayna's not having a baby anytime soon. And we're just as surprised by the news as we were when she first announced her pregnancy, because that announcement came just 1 week after Matthew was arrested for felony domestic violence. So TMZ broke the news of a fight between Shayna and Matthew at their home on February 23rd.
Yeah, so the fight apparently started when Matthew accused Shayna of cheating on him, and Shayna left their house that night. Not a shocker. But she came back the next morning, and the fight continued, and that's when it allegedly became physical. The cops were called, and Shayna had visible marks on her body, and then Matthew was arrested for felony domestic violence. But he was released just 6 hours after the arrest, and he posted a statement to his Instagram denying he'd physically assaulted Shayna, writing, "I'd never lay a hand on another woman. I'm just mentally drained and in complete disbelief. The love of my life has made me out to be the villain. Because you are, you giant piece of shit. I hate this man with a passion."
Yeah. Yeah.
He's toxic trash, and you can just tell. He looks like a crazy person.
I love when you have somebody who's been, like, there's literal physical evidence of what you've done, and you still have the audacity to be like, "Wasn't me."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's the epitome of an abusive partner. Yeah. You can just, it's obvious.
It's awful. Yeah. But before the big physical fight happened, Matthew, as I'm sure all of us can remember, went on this really bizarre, raging, full of expletives Instagram rant on Shayna's page. So he apparently took her phone without her knowledge, red flag, and proceeded to video himself walking around their neighborhood screaming profanities and accusing her of cheating on him. I mean, this guy, just watching that video should be enough evidence for a jury to be like, he's unhinged, get him off the streets. So this video was posted as an Instagram Live on Shayna's account the morning of February 24th. And in the video, Matthew says he's done and claims he'll never talk to Shayna again. He calls her a specimen of a human and a bunch of completely foul names we can't repeat, which is ironic because he referred to her as the love of my life when he was saying she's making him out to be a villain.
Yeah, of course. He's a gaslighter.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah. He just loves to make up narratives. And then during his rant, Matthew claims he found out Shayna was talking to other people during their entire relationship. He says they share a laptop and he discovered she was talking to her exes on it.
Yeah. So he, of course, specifically mentions Shayna's ex-husband. Obviously, we know that to be Travis Barker. And Shayna has two kids with Travis. Matthew says Shayna clearly isn't over Travis. And as we know, Travis is now one half of Kravis. He's engaged to Kourtney Kardashian. And in this video that Matthew posted, he's like walking around the neighborhood and he stops to point and yell at his neighbor's house. And he's like screaming about how Shayna stayed the night there. And then he's like, you know, he's married with kids, making it out to seem like she's banging this dude, when in reality, she's trying to get away from you. He also screams about how disrespected and humiliated he is. We'd, you know, play the audio, but he's trash and we're not going to.
I just love how he's like, I'm so humiliated. And it's like, because you're walking around a neighborhood screaming, you're doing that to yourself, bro.
Yeah, we're humiliated for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, like, things have been up and down for Shayna and Matthew before their big blowout. So apparently her time on Celebrity Big Brother caused a bunch of problems with Matthew. So on the show, as Brooke will tell anyone who is chained down, Shayna developed a bond with Lamar Odom, who is also in the house. And we all know him as Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband.
Hopefully future husband. Take him back, Khloe.
What's interesting, though, is that Matthew was actually seen out shopping for engagement rings while Shayna was in the house. But he reportedly became suspicious of her bond with Lamar.
Okay, first let me just say, she was not flirting with Lamar. Like, not even a tiny bit. Like,
well, it's whenever people of opposite genders talk, it's like, oh, they must be banging it out.
Yeah, they weren't even in an alliance together, really. So they weren't even that, like, I mean, it's just crazy. I think this man will look for any excuse to be crazy.
Oh, for sure.
So this was it.
For sure.
So while Shayna was on Big Brother, Matthew unfollowed her on Instagram and wiped his account of any photos of her. And let me just tell you, Big Brother Twitter was losing it. he also posted a statement to his Instagram calling Shayna's behavior in the Big Brother house unacceptable. And then people also noticed that Shayna unfollowed Matthew on all social media after she was evicted from the Big Brother house on February 14th. But then they were later seen kissing on a beach in San Diego, so everything seemed okay. But then, of course, the physical altercation happened.
Yeah, a lot of ups and downs. So I feel like after everything that these two have gone through, Big Brother drama, ugly jealousy, a pregnancy false alarm, wild accusations of cheating, and then, of course, the worst, physical abuse, you'd think they'd just give up already. But possibly not. They were recently spotted having dinner together.
This makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Because he's very clearly abusive and she's very clearly in this cycle with him where we see it all the time. You know, you're in an abusive relationship and you're like, oh, well, they'll be better. And
yeah,
like, I'm sorry, but I keep seeing all these comments about her. Like, maybe she should, you know, fool me once, shame on her. No, 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 no. She's in an abusive relationship. Let's have some compassion. Ugh. She's America's favorite player.
Wait, did she win?
No, it was rigged. Don't even get me started.
Okay.
So 3 weeks after the domestic violence charges, Shayna and Matthew were seen together in Providence, Rhode Island, which is where Shayna grew up. And this was right after she had announced her pregnancy. And of course, before she revealed it was a false alarm. They had dinner at Opa Restaurant from about 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And they reportedly didn't seem very affectionate with each other. But Shayna was overheard telling another person at the restaurant, "We're okay. We're hanging in there."
I have a lot of thoughts about this.
I hate it.
It's so, I mean, yeah, it's just, it's so toxic. And unfortunately, we see this kind of thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really hard cycle to get out of.
Well, you know, especially because, I mean, I told you this, but like, I didn't know much about her personality before she was on Celebrity Big Brother. And I loved her. She was like a fan favorite. I just love her. She, she's a badass. And that's why I'm like so pissed at like the hate she's getting on Instagram. And I have the time today, people. So I'm commenting. It's like, enough. Stop victim blaming. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, she's always been somebody who I've only seen like peripherally in the news as the person that's like problematic. And it's one of those things where it's like the narrative needs to shift. Like, it can't always be this woman is problematic. Like, from listening to all of your rants about her to like reading some of these articles, it's like, oh shit, maybe we gotta stop beating up on women, especially when they're dealing with such problematic, toxic relationships.
I know. I blame Disney for all of it.
Okay, Kanye.
Oh no.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.